It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
Tom Cornelis joins us this morning. Tom, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Very good. Thanks for joining us. So how many years total for you, Quad Cities Television?
It'll be 44 when I hang up the mic full-time, anyway, September 16th.
Wow. That's I cannot even imagine being able to stay in one spot. And you know, and the thing is, obviously you were good enough. You probably along the way had opportunities to move on. But the Quad Cities is your home, and I know we appreciate the fact that you're one of the people that actually stayed and stuck it out, and we had some consistency there.
Yeah, you're correct. I could have moved a few times, but I didn't feel like moving every 2-3 years and trying to work. When we had kids, I thought this is a great place to raise my children. And I think they appreciated it. They tell me they did, so we're good.
Yeah, Tom, I remember when you were getting started was about the time Don Sharp, who had been one of the leading sportsmen in the Quad Cities for years, I think he had kind of given up the sports and switched over to news. Was that about the right time frame? Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah, it's pretty close. That was... Of course, I started at Channel 8, and was there about 13 years when I switched on September 16th, which is one of the reasons I'm ending on that date. And, Don and I were good friends. I still call him Uncle Don.
is he still up in the Quad Cities?
Yeah. In fact, he was broadcasting my games when I was playing. Hmm. And then he just went into the Quad City Hall of Fame here a couple months ago, so I got to interview him for a change, so that was fun.
Well, that's one of the neat things for you as well, that you know, you had Don Sharp covering your games, but you being in that business had your son that played at Alleman just like you did, so you got to do some coverage of him as well. That had to be kind of a thrill for you.
That was fun. That was probably the most uncomfortable time I've had during the year, because I want to be a parent at the same time. You go to these raucous gyms, and those fans don't let you forget about it when your son and your daughters are playing. So I watched a lot of games from the hallways and behind the popcorn wagon and in the upper deck and center field fence when my daughters were playing softball at Alma. So stay out of their way. And it worked out.
Tom, one of the things will not only lose you as the anchor on the TV station, my fear is we'll lose you as the banquet speaker for the Western Big Six coaches preseason events. What's the status of that?
Well, usually they ask me the day before or that day.
Oh, goodness.
And I got a feeling they'll do one more, but I'll still be around. I'm still going to help out Channel 6 part-time. At least that's the plan now, for the Bix and some John Deere Classic, but I'm not going to be lugging the cameras all over God's green earth anymore.
Yeah,
we're talking with Tom Cornelis, longtime sports anchor, currently with KWQC Channel 6 in the Quad Cities. He's going to be retiring in September. Tom, talk a little bit about the changes. Just obviously, you've seen a ton of personnel changes behind the news desk and weather and everything. But just talk a little bit about the changes, because we've seen it here in radio. Lots of changes with corporate takeovers and that kind of thing. Fortunately for us here, that's not the case. But talk about the changes in the television business you've seen over the years.
Well, you know what? I was adding up my scorecard the other day, and I got it figured. I've worked for 12 general managers between the two stations, two of whom went to prison.
Wow.
Like the Illinois governors.
Directors, two of them twice. And I think I've had a half dozen corporate takeovers, changes.
Wow.
Now we're on our, actually, I'm on my fourth one, at Channel 6 right now. So.
Hmm. Well, you must.
That's the biggest change, And all the owners now, Quad City stations, are out of town. They're all New York based, and that old home feel when we had local groups owning all the stations, radio and TV is gone.
Hmm. They got to feel pretty valuable to have survived all those different cuts over the years, and still come out to, because I know not everybody at all those stations were able to stick around.
Well, we've had our share of downsizing, don't let it fool you. But, there's just two of us, and I'm kind of back to where I started, where you shoot your own as I said, film back when I started, but now it's even gone past videotape. Now it's computer digital chips, and but we're still, there's just still two of us, and that makes a difference in what we can cover and how far we can cover, but that's probably the biggest change, the technology that's constantly changing in our business.
Talking with Tom Cornelis, longtime sports anchor in the Quad Cities, going to be retiring in September. You know, some of the other changes we see with networks and this and that. I still remember times with you doing actually play-by-play of Iowa basketball, TV play-by-play. Those kind of things don't happen anymore with the different networks and that. So really, really different times. But that had to be fun for you back in those days.
It really was. In fact, I was, I guess I can say I was the first Iowa TV basketball broadcaster. When I was at Channel 8, we asked Iowa, it says, time to start doing some television. We formed a little five-station network, and we did the 1978 Iowa-Illinois game at the old Fieldhouse. And I remember Bump Elliott wouldn't let us put a camera on the floor because he didn't want us blocking his view. He was the AD then. And statewide, the reception, just the fact that it was on television, it wasn't the fact that I was doing it, but the fact that the games were on television were so positive, all of a sudden Bump comes back and says, hey, you want to do the Purdue game next week? So from that, we did about a two-year stretch with several stations in Cedar Rapids and Des Moines hooking in, and but then all of a sudden they got real smart and, you know, put it out for bid and exclusivity and whatnot, and then Monday talked then.
Well, and that would have been about the time Lute Olson and the team was going to the Final Four there in what, like 1980, right?
Yeah, 80-81. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a great season.
Yeah, you had what, Kevin Boyle and some of that group. Yeah, really, really good. Ronnie Lester and
Craftsison and
Wait,
quite a few guys. Yeah. Vince Brookins was probably he was the best 3-point shooter before there was a 3-pointer that I can remember.
Yeah, he and Jay Scheidler, for those of us that watched the high school.
I would say, yeah, I wish I would have had that 3-point line.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, Tom, talk a little about, I mean, you're talking about some of the athletes from Iowa, but boy, you know, in your years there, with 44 years, you've seen a lot of them come through the Quad Cities. You've seen some incredible athletes. You've seen guys that have gone on to professional sports. You've got guys like a Chasen Randall that's at Stanford, more than likely going to go to the NBA. And we're talking, obviously, more recent, the Lindauer kid who's playing for the Bandits now. But you've seen a lot of guys that have gone on and done really great things post Quad Cities.
Yeah, we have. And, you know, you see them a lot when they go into the Quad City Sports Hall of Fame. They'll come back. They're always honored to do it. But, you know, Randall, you know, back in the days when, you know, Galesburg and Quincy and Bumpy Nixon, and I always say one of my claims of fame, I helped hold Dale Kelly to 56 points.
Oh, goodness.
Back in when John Thiel and Don Morris were banging heads back in the day. But, you know, Chasen, really, in the past, I would say 10 years, you know, I must be honest, the Big Six, talent-wise, I think, boys anyway, has not been up to D1 standards. So Chasen, the exception, but I'd like to see that get back up there because, you know, I think the caliber of play in the Big Six is not what it used to be.
No. Well, and we talk here often about how, and it's probably for the good, but the sportsmanship, especially from the coaching bench, has evolved. When I started doing the Big Six back in 95 even, you still had, you know, a coach at every school that was really almost bigger than the game, and that was part of the show on Friday nights was that. Now the coaches lay a little bit lower anymore. Have you noticed that not only in the Western Big Six but all over sports, Tom?
Oh, that's true. And, you know, and they're not there as long. You know, they're not institutions. But, you know, when we had, you know, John Thiel and Cheryl Hanks and Don Morris and Bob Riley at Rock Island and Herb Thompson, Moline, those guys were there. Cliff Talley at UT. They were there for long periods of time, you know, at least 20 years. And so they built up not only reputations, but, you know, some animosity and whatever. But they were all showmen. I tell you that, and they knew when they were on too. Duncan Reed, look at those.
Yeah, oh yeah,
Jerry Leggett,
Leggett. Yeah, we had some really colorful coaches at. Well, your boy right there now in Galesburg, he can be pretty colorful.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, of course, for a while we had the poet laureate of the Big Six and Barry Swanson also.
Yeah. Yeah, but Barry said hi the other day. He sent me a little note when he heard I was retiring.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right. He's actually in North Carolina writing a book. He spent some time with Carl Sandburg's with the Carl Sandburg author Penelope Niven, or Carl Sandburg biographer. So anyway, you know, one of the other changes, and you mentioned your daughter's playing softball, something that's really big in the Quad Cities. But the girls' sports and the development of that over the years, and especially with basketball in the Western Big Six, just again, you've seen some really, really good athletes come through, and the way the girls' sports, women's sports have grown.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I'd say, you know, basketball and softball, and to some degree track. These girls are getting Division I offers now because the caliber is really intense. And you look at the Big Six Conference, their girls' programs are, you know, second to none around the state. So, and that's why you see them down there quite a bit. Mm. So, I like to cover the girls' sports too. It's different, you know, we straddle the river here in the Quad Cities. We got Iowa going on now, and their seasons are different, and that makes for a challenge. They're just starting their state softball and baseball tournaments now. Mm. So there's really no off-season anymore when it comes to covering sports.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought of that. Tom, let's go back in time just for a minute. When did you get the bug to be a TV sportscaster? Was it when you were at school at Western Illinois University, or was it before then?
I think I probably had the bug a little bit in high school. My senior year, I was during the baseball season, I came down with mono, and we went to a couple of games, and there was a guy with a tape recorder, and I did some play-by-play of our team just because I had nothing else to do sitting in the bullpen because I couldn't play. And I think I kind of got the bug there, and then down at Western, after playing baseball and basketball for 2 years, I got mono again. And he had to take a speech course down there to graduate, mm-hmm. and happened to be my speech teacher was head of the radio TV department. And he said, I think you ought to take one of my classes or two, and from then the rest is history, isn't it?
well since Jim is a fellow alum, we like to call it the Western Illinois University now. We think that should be official.
We call it the Harvard of the Lemoyne.
There you go.
Yeah. or you always lovingly refer to it as WEU.
Yeah.
WEU can do, yeah.
Talk a little bit about your style, Tom. It's different than anybody else that's ever been in the Quad Cities. The way you give scores, is that something you developed over the years? Was it, you know, a thought process? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I guess I don't really know what my style is. I just try and do it as I would like to hear it. I try and entertain myself first of all if I'm going to be out there, and I enjoy sports and enjoy covering them, and so I try and put together a sports cast that I think is entertaining yet informative, and of course with the time restrictions you got to get it said quickly, so that's pretty much. And I've always enjoyed writing, and it's kind of a lost art in our business now with all the computers and everything, but play on words and innuendos. I know English teachers appreciate me, even though they're not sports fans. I get a lot of notes from them saying keep it up.
Well, one of the things you just mentioned, which I've heard from other people that have done TV sports, that you put in an awful lot of work to get three, maybe 5 minutes if you're lucky, sportscast in, and that's something that's really tough.
Oh, it is, yeah. And then when the weather people go off, you know, you get first weather, second weather, regular weather, final weather, then your time. Sports is always last, and
when it should be first.
It should be. You're right. In my next life. But, you're the only one that left to slice time out of the block. So I think that's the rule for all these news producers, you know, when they take Broadcasting 101, is when in doubt, cut sports.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because that's the only thing they have left. But
yeah.
For the, for special events and everything, you know, they work with us. We get a little more time on Friday with the Highlight Zone, and I get a little more time on Sunday because there's more final events going on.
Mm-hmm.
So sure. You know, it's a tug of war, the daily tug of war, but we try and fight the battle.
All right, well, Tom, finally, your plans. I guess you've tipped your hand a little bit in saying you're still going to be helping out in some capacity with the TV station. So obviously, you're not picking up and moving to Tampa on us yet.
No, and I have five grandchildren, soon to be six, and they're spread out all over the country, from Chicago to D.C. to Napa, California, which I definitely enjoy visiting. But now I'll be able to go and stay longer than a day and a half because I don't have to get back.
You know? Yeah, right. You know, sounds good.
One of the biggest pitfall with a two man staff is that one of you always has to be there. It's not like the weather guys who have four of them, or the co-anchors will just one of them will do it. For sports, either Ben or I have to be there, and that limits our time we can be away for any vacation.
Mm-hmm. All right. And some time on the golf course as well, I'm guessing?
I'm heading out there as we speak.
There you go.
Good for you.
All right. Well, Tom, we want to thank you not only for taking the time to talk with us this morning. We appreciate the years you've put in. I know people enjoy watching you. Obviously, if people didn't appreciate you, wouldn't have been able to do it as long as you have.
Well, they always said that sports is kind of a necessary evil, and most of the managers are afraid to tamper with it. So that's probably what we did.
All right. Tom, again, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.